Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining us. My guest today, Judy Eganoff, Amherst Exchange, 1031 Real Estate Exchange, and we're going to talk about some very interesting new twist in the law and how they twisted it again to try to create something very creative to avoid paying taxes above and beyond, as I mentioned, the $500,000 capital gain exclusion. Now, just to grab at the end of the threads of the last segment, we were talking about the basis and what your basis is and if you've owned it a long time. And Judy, during the break, we were discussing, and her point was that sometimes you don't need to do an exchange. Sometimes if your basis is very high, maybe if a spouse died or you inherited a property or something, and the basis is very high, you could just sell the property. You don't have to worry about reinvesting. But her point being is that 1031 exchanges, accommodators, companies like Amherst Exchange is out there to allow you to reinvest in real estate, keep you in the real estate game, and avoid paying taxes. You can't do that with stocks and gain there. So that's the whole purpose of this game. Now, a new law recently signed into the books, I think at the end of 2004, people were highly appreciating properties. People were jumping in. They moved into an income property that they've owned for a long time. And instead of doing an exchange that would force them to keep them in real estate, they wanted the money out. So they would move into it, establish it as their primary residence, and then suddenly, poof, they've qualified 2 years later for the $500,000 exclusion for two people or $250,000 per person. Now, the government saw too much of that happening and decided that if you... Well, I'm not certain what their reasoning was, but they put a kibosh on a certain point, and that is that if you do a 1031 exchange now, if you own a property for years, it doesn't affect you. But I think after the fall of 2004, if you do a 1031 exchange and acquire a property, then you want to move into it to make it your primary residence. You have to live in it for 2 years, but they won't let you sell it for a total of 5 years.
And take the Section 121 exclusion of $250,000
per person. Well, that's the new twist. I want you to explain the new twist.
Okay.
That's the new twist that we're going to explain. But that was the initial thing. Was, okay, so I do a 1031 exchange. I want to move into it for 2 years and get the hell out. Now I can't do that. I have to keep it for 5 years until Judy is going to explain this new twist.
Well, what's fun here is that this Section 121 exclusion is for a personal residence only, and it's limited to $250,000 a person, so $500,000 for a married couple or for co-owners even. In most places in this country, that's a lot of money. But when you're from the Sun Belt, that $500,000 is not usually enough to cover the gain
shelter
on a property that you've owned for more than 3 or 4 years. So, and if you've owned the property for 20 years, or if you've raised your family in this property and it's been the personal residence for 30 years, and now you're deciding it's too big a house, you want to move out, there is a big plum now set before you to consider moving out of your personal residence, having an adventure. I call it going to the beach adventure. Live in a great condo on the sand for a while. Figure the rent right into the expenses of this deal. But, Mark,
and move out of your primary residence and rent it out.
For 2 years, let's say. There's a lot more to talk about there, but I'd like to simplify that and just say rent it out for 2 years. And you rent for 2 years. So now you've met the requirement of you've lived in and owned the property for two of the past 5 years. That gives you the right to the 121 exclusion. So you get $500,000 for a married couple or a couple
of co-owners.
Sorry. But then you've got probably another $2 million in tax that would be due. So as of February of this year, you can...
2005.
Correct. You can combine Section 121 and Section 1031. So you do a tax-deferred exchange on this ex-personal residence because it's now a rental. It's been a rental for 2 years.
Okay, so let's say you own a house. You've lived in it for at least 2 years, or maybe you've lived in it for 20 years. It's worth $1.5 million, and you could sell it. You move out, you rent it for 2 years, then you sell it, for $1.5 million.
What did you pay for it? What did you pay for it? We have to know that. This is where the basis counts.
Well, let's keep the math easy. Let's say it's $2 million. You're going to sell it for $2 million. You paid $500,000. The basis is $500,000.
Great.
So you're going to sell it for $2 million. You deduct the basis, so you're looking at 1.5.
Well, actually, yeah, the 1.5 is the taxable event.
Taxable event. So then you deduct 500 from that for the exclusion.
You just
if you're a married
scoop
couple.
That right off the top.
So that's excluded.
The cream, and it's in your pocket.
It's in your pocket, and that leaves you with $1 million that you would normally pay tax on. But
correct.
Because you've rented out your primary residence for X number of years, whatever right. your accountant advises you,
right?
You could take that $1 million and buy something else.
$1.5 million. You don't get to deduct your basis. You deduct
okay,
your basis
okay.
to know the taxable event, but the tax-deferred exchange is created so that you carry your equity and your debt
new
property.
In this case, the purchase sales price of $2 million is not what you have to spend. In this case, you spend $1.5 million.
Boy, that was quick.
Because normally, 1031, you have
yes.
to sell... acquire for the relinquished property the amount. Okay, so that's
full
the difference.
Too. But you get to scoop this $500,000 right off the top, do a tax-deferred exchange with the balance. You've paid no tax. You have money in your pocket. Life is good.
Right. You have the $500,000 and you've reinvested into something else.
Correct.
You can rent out for a couple of years, then move into.
There you go.
And do the same thing over again.
The only difference is that if you were selling a personal residence that you did not exchange into, so scenario one is you hadn't exchanged into the property, you could actually just own it for 2 years. And in many places, you have much more gain than $500,000, even in a two-year period. You can sell it. But if you exchange into the property and you rent it for this requisite period and then you convert it to a personal residence and live in it for 2 years, and then you reconvert it to commercial property because its latest use, its last use, is what decides how it can be sold. You have to own that property for 5 years before you can take advantage of the 121 exclusion. Doesn't mean you couldn't exchange out of it if you kept it commercial. So the only difference for exchanging in to something that later becomes your personal residence is they say you have to own it for 5 years before you can take advantage of the 121 exclusion.
Right, right. And that's the recent law.
Yes.
That's the recent law,
yes.
which stymied a lot of people because a lot of people had all their ducks
had
lined
up.
That
2 year
yeah.
jump and hop thing going, and it's great. Well, you can still do it. It just takes a little longer. And really, it only adds about 18 months to the whole process. When you look at what converting from one use to the other and then back again, that takes 18 months of time at least. So it's not.
And think of all the amount of time, 18 months and years and the exchanges and the myriad volumes of books from the IRS explaining all this. And yet we manage in the last three segments of 10, 12 minutes each, we've done it all.
Oh my gosh. We totally understand,
we've distilled
right?
it down. If you've listened to this program, you're an expert now. Judy Eganoff from Amherst Exchange out of Santa Barbara, California.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's been fun.
She could be reached at 805-962-6262.
Correct. That's my number.
Also, you can find her by going to RadioRealEstate.com and contacting me, Mark Schneidman, your local Coal Banker Realtor, after the program, 898-4242. Or at RadioRealEstate.com. You can actually listen to the radio program on the website. Thanks again, Judy. Let me
Thank
shake
you,
your
Mark.
Hand. Big stretch
a
across
pleasure.
The big table. And we'll come back for our final segment and talk about some weekly stats, multiple listing update, and a comment or two on the conversion of a local hospital to condominiums. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.